CLX Mobile Monitoring. N6, Charlie Lima X-ray.
Good Alpha 7 Japan, Bob here, mobile.
Good day. I think you said Bob. Mike is the name here.
Had to come out to Traveler's Rest to pick up some bee traps, and I'm on my way back to Hendersonville.
Under bee traps?
Yes, sir. They're all over the place now.
Yeah, all that dead wood. I expected them to be pretty bad. I have one bee trap. In 5 years, I've caught one, so something's not right.
Like I said, I see them trying to pour into everything, you know, around. And I put some new pergolas and gazebos up made out of cedar, and I don't really want them getting into that, so we're going to give these a try.
Supposedly. I read if you're able to kill some, put the dead bodies in there. Somehow that attracts them, is what I read.
I got six of them, so I'm going to put them up all over the place.
Good things. We all need to get rid of them. I hate them, but they also pollinate the heck out of my blueberry bushes, so it's a love hate.
Yeah, evil, that's for sure. So I haven't been on this repeater much. I can't really hit it too well. I don't know what they did a few years back, but used to be able to get it from my house, no problem. But so much. But I pretty much lost my whole antenna farm in a hurricane lead, so I've kind of stepped aside on the ham radio stuff other than 2 meter.
I lost my one and only HF antenna. Got snagged down by a couple trees. And I didn't even want to go look at it, but I finally did. It was something I could sneak out and snake out between all the trees and got it back up. I couldn't believe how quick and easy it was.
Tower with two beams on it was in a tree. All my wire antennas were gone. The only thing that survived was my 6 meter stack. And that tower was only 3 feet tall. But we've got that whole stack up for sale as well. I'm stepping aside for a while. I may put some kind of maybe a step IR vertical up a few years down the road, but right now I've got too much to do to be dealing with antennas and towers.
And wire antenna sometimes is the easiest thing, but if you got to step back, you might as well start over.
Antennas, 15 wire antennas, 160 meter, 280 meters, 40 meter, all kinds of receive antennas, and basically they're all gone. Like I said, my 70 foot tower ended up in a tree.
Sorry to hear that. You got a real low tone on your radio. It's like the sub-audible's coming through or something.
The best setup either for 2 meter even. The way the antenna is inside my Jeep, it's not the most ideal.
It's like it's a subaudible tone or something, or a hum from a generator, but it doesn't have a 60 hertz on it. It doesn't have any kind of hertz on it. It's just a low tone.
Engine noise or hard to tell.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's just a... I wish I could tell you what the frequency is, but it's just a low, like a hum. Almost like a cap is bad.
Because I can't hear it, but not going to get too worried about it. This radio is, really, I only use this now if I go off-road with my friends or something. And actually, I've got GMRS for that, so this is just kind of here because I had it.
You're totally intelligible, so that's the whole point.
And once I get up the mouth a little bit, I'll stop hitting this repeater. Like I said, I don't know, a few years back, I could hit this repeater from my house, no problem, in Hendersonville. I can barely hit it now.
Yeah, the tone's getting louder compared to your audio. As you get further away, your audio's getting quieter and the tone just remains steady. It's very strange.
At least it gets out. I know if I go over to the other repeater, that repeater works pretty good. That one up, I forget where it's at, but it's the 285 repeater.
I'm down here too, but not very many people on it.
I'll be busier than can be, but it's kind of... kind of quieted down a little bit from what I hear. But the 285 repeater, that's a good repeater. That's a much better location for me anyway.
There, I'm on the racetrack, otherwise known as I-85.
Here, I'm getting over here to Whitehorse Road and what have you, and I got to hop up there and kind of watch what I'm doing. There's some construction up there, so good to hear you this morning. Actually, I just wondered how well this radio was working since I put the new antenna on the Jeep. And like you said, the antenna's not in the best location. It needs to be up a little bit higher, but it is what it is. Have a good one. Anyway, ND7J, 73.
Good talking to you. Good luck with those beats, ND7J and CLX. I'll be fine.